Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And what is your way of communicating with people? Do you like to text people? Do you like to write letters? Do you like to call them? Or what's your preferred way to talk to other people?
I mean, I guess when I can, I like talking to people face to face. But a lot of the time, I'm not near somebody. And in those cases, I usually send them a text message.
I think nowadays a lot of people use text messages more than calling someone or talking to them face to face. So I think what's really interesting is that we realize that writing letters is not that important anymore. Not many people write letters to each other.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I wrote a letter to someone. I did write a postcard before, but postcards and letters are still slightly different than each other.
Right.
But don't worry, if you like to write letters or if you want to, you know, write letters to people again, we have a really interesting article for you to read. So let's take a look now together.
Reading.
Touching and emotional letters of note. These days, technology allows us to communicate instantly with people all over the world. As a result, few people sit down and write letters to each other. This is especially true of handwritten letters. While technology makes things more convenient, has it taken away some of the beauty and emotion of letter writing? One person who thinks so is Sean Usher. Usher had always loved letters, and in 2009, he began to put photographs of them on his blog, Letters of Note. Many of these were written to or by famous people. For example, there's a recipe for drop scones in one letter sent by Queen Elizabeth II to U.S. President Eisenhower. Others were touching letters between friends or family members. Usher continues to run his blog and post regular updates. He finds some of the letters himself, but encourages others to send in pictures of their own. In addition to images of the originals, Usher includes the content to make sure everyone can read them.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says, these days, technology allows us to communicate instantly with people all over the world. That's right. So luckily, technology has advanced, and now it's so much easier for us to contact each other. We can send them a text message. We can give them a line message. You know, you can line people or stuff like that. And you can even call people on these programs too. So you can call people on WhatsApp. You can call people online. You can call people on WeChat. So it's super easy for us to communicate with people instantly all around the world. All right, so we saw the phrase here, these days. Now, these days is talk about the present time or something that is happening quite recently. So when I say these days, it means that just now, something really recent. People recently use Line or use WhatsApp to communicate with people. I can also use in a sample, in a sentence like this, many people like to use TikTok these days. So TikTok in Chinese is Douyin. People like to use this software to make videos and to post it online and share with people these days.
Cool. And that word communicate that we saw there is a verb, and it means to talk or write or share something in any way. We can communicate by speaking to one another or by writing a letter or a text message. An example of how we use this word might be, my grandfather doesn't send text messages and only likes to communicate by phone call.
I think my grandparents are like that too. They don't like to read things on their phone and they don't really know how to use it as well. So they prefer to call people and communicate that way as well. Now we said that people can communicate instantly nowadays. Instantly here is an adverb and it means immediately or right now. So that means it's so easy for us to call someone and to communicate with them right now. We can call them right away. We can get their message right away.
Right.
I know a lot of Taiwanese people like this, or a lot of people in general like this. Don't you love instant noodles?
Yeah.
Why are they called instant noodles? It's because you can cook and eat it right now. You can cook and eat it instantly. You don't have to wait for too long. So that's why we call them instant noodles. And if you want to use instant as an adverb, you can just add ly. Now let's use instantly in a sentence. We can say, I can instantly recognize Morgan Freeman's voice.
Right. Really easy to recognize. Mm-hmm. You know who it is right away.
All right. So let's take a look at our article.
Right. The next sentence in the article is, as a result, few people sit down and write letters to each other. And that phrase, as a result, means because of this. The word result can mean something that happens because of something else. And so when we say, as a result, we mean that what we're about to talk about happened because of something we just talked about. In this case, we're saying that better technology is why fewer people sit down and write letters these days.
All right, so next it says, this is especially true of handwritten letters. So it's true, like, it's so much, I think the last time that I wrote a letter was maybe when I was in elementary school or middle school. We don't really do that nowadays because it's so easy to text people. When was the last time you wrote a letter?
You know, I don't really remember the last time I wrote a letter. I remember I wrote a postcard last year, but like you said earlier, postcards are a little different than letters.
Yeah, I think when you have to write a letter, you really have to think about the things you want to say, and it takes some time. So I don't really write letters now, but I remember when I was younger, when I was maybe in middle school or elementary school, that I wrote letters to my friends because we did not have the internet, and it was not easy for us to contact your friends. And sometimes your mom and dad would not let you use the phone, so you only could write letters to your friends. All right, so let's take a look at our vocabulary word, especially. Especially here is an adverb, and it means more than usually, or it can also mean very or extremely. We say this to point something out. For example, I love to eat dessert, especially apple pie. It means that although I like desserts in general, I like apple pie more than cake or more than ice cream or more than anything else. I want to point out that apple pie is my favorite dessert. I can also use it in a sentence like this. Everyone loved the movie, especially the kids, because they found it really funny. So people loved the movie, the adults, the children, they liked it, but the kids liked it the most because they found the movie more funny. So we can use especially here to point out that the kids liked it more.
Right. The next thing the article asks is, while technology makes things more convenient, has it taken away some of the beauty and emotion of letter writing? So some people think that because you have to sit down and write a letter out by hand and then take the time to send it through the mail, it is more emotional or more personal a way of communicating. You know, more emotional, more personal than just sending them a text message. Some people think that because the person you write the letter to get something that you made with your own hands, that it's a nicer and more polite way of communicating.
That's true. Like I said, you know, sometimes when you have to sit down and write a letter, it's actually kind of difficult. And even for me, sometimes when I have to write a postcard, I think it's kind of difficult to write as well, because you have to think about what you want to say to the person. And it's so much different when you text someone or when you send a message through WhatsApp or Line. It's so much more different than that. So I don't know. I think that's why a lot of people are afraid of writing letters, because maybe they don't know what to say. And I kind of feel that way as well. But let's take a look at the article. It says, one person who thinks so is Sean Usher.
Right. Usher had always loved letters. And in 2009, he began to put photographs of them on his blog, Letters of Note. Now, we learned that Usher had always loved letters. And this grammar point, this structure, had always loved, is what we call past perfect. You might already know the present perfect, where we might say, he has always loved. But we use past perfect here to emphasize that he had always loved letters even before he started his blog. This is something that had been true before another important event happened. Now, it's probably also true that he has always loved letters, because he's still alive. But we're using had always loved to put a focus on how he had loved them before another thing happened. An example sentence of this grammar might be, Charles had enjoyed watching soccer, even before his team started to do very well. So he's not what we would maybe call in English a fair-weather fan. He had enjoyed watching them even when they weren't doing well.
Okay, so we see that Sean Usher, he was really, really interested in letters, and we can also see in the article it says, many of these were written to or by famous people.
Right. Mm. And the article gives us an example. It says, for example, there's a recipe for drop scones in one letter sent by Queen Elizabeth II to U.S. President Eisenhower. And that word recipe is a list of ingredients and instructions for making something, usually food. As an example, the recipe for a sandwich might say bread, ham, cheese, and mayonnaise, and tell you how much of each to use. So in this case, the Queen of England was sending a recipe for scones, which are a kind of dessert, to the President of the United States.
And so we see the word president here. Now, president is a noun, and it means the head of the government in some country. So it really depends on which country you live in. Some countries have queens and kings. Some countries have presidents. Now, usually you vote for a president, and citizens choose who they want as the leader of their country. So, like I mentioned, in some countries, like England, they have a king or a queen as a leader of their country. They are not chosen by the citizens, but they have power because of maybe their family history. Now, Taiwan, we have a president because we choose who we want the leader to be. We can also use president in a sentence like this. The president made a new law to protect people from guns.
Right. Then the article says, others were touching letters between friends or family members. So not all of the letters on this blog are letters that famous people wrote. Sometimes they are important because they're very touching or because they're about famous historical events, famous things that happened in the past. And that vocabulary word member is a noun that means a person who belongs to something. In this case, family members just means the people in your family. We can also use this about things that aren't your family. An example might be, Sherry is a member of several clubs, including the math club and the science club. So she's in a couple of different clubs.
Okay, so we see that he's a person really interested in letters, and he doesn't just collect letters from famous people, but even just regular people as well. Now, the article also says, Usher continues to run his blog and post regular updates. Okay, so even until now, he still puts things on his blog, which is an online journal, and he posts regular updates. Now, an update is a report that includes the newest information about something. Okay, but nowadays, we use the phrase updates or post updates to mean that you post or you put something on social media like Facebook or Instagram or on blogs. And usually posts can be a picture or it can be a piece of writing. And this is something that the creator of the blog or the original person, they want to share with the public, that information.
Mm-hmm. It explains how he gets these. The article says, he finds some of the letters himself, but encourages others to send in pictures of their own. So some of these he's able to find, some of these he gets himself, but others might be that other people find cool or important or interesting letters from history, and they take pictures of them and send them to Usher's blog.
Mm-hmm. Next it says, in addition to images of the originals, Usher includes the content to make sure everyone can read them. So, of course, people are taking pictures, so sometimes it's not so easy to read. So he also probably types out the content of the letters to make sure that people understand them, to make sure that they know what the letter is saying and things like that. So we saw the phrase in addition. In addition just means also, and you're adding onto something else. So you could say also, in addition, moreover. These all somewhat mean the same thing.
Right. And that word original is the first thing or the real thing or something that was there before. In this case, when we use the word original, we mean that he posts images of the originals, the actual letters. And then he also, it says, he includes their content. He types up what the letters say so that it's easier to read. Some people in the past had handwriting that's difficult to read today, maybe because the paper has gotten old or because they had very sort of difficult
fancy
styles of handwriting that we don't use today for the most part. And so we have a more difficult time reading them. An example of the word original is, the painting that hangs on my uncle's wall is an original, not a copy. He paid a lot of money for it.
So we mentioned that Usher also writes or types out the content of the letter. Now, the content is the things you write or talk about, maybe in a book or a magazine. It can also be something that you talk about on social media as well. Mm-hmm. So if you follow any popular blogs or video blogs, then it's the stuff that the people post or talk about in the video or in this post. And here what it's referring to is the content in the letter. So all the things that the letter is talking about.
Right. And he gives both to make sure of something. And that little phrase, make sure, is to do something that makes you sure or certain of something. So you want to be really sure that something's going to happen, so you make sure. An example might be, I knew my friend might not know where the restaurant was, so I sent him a map to make sure he could find it.
Result's great. I think it's good that Usher is, you know, trying to make people understand that, you know, letters are a cool thing. They can be a great thing because it's very personal. You can write it to your friends, and maybe we should try to write letters or have better ways of communicating with people nowadays. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question for today is, who was the last person you wrote a long letter or email to? What was it about? I think the long letter might be something difficult because,
right. You
know, we mentioned earlier that it's very hard to write letters to people nowadays because we use LINE or we use WhatsApp when we send text messages to each other. But I'm pretty sure a lot of us have written emails to people.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the last long email that I wrote was back to my parents about my trip to Penghu a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I went to Penghu with my girlfriend. We spent some time on the beach. We swam in the ocean. It was really nice. And so then I wrote an email to my parents and, you know, sent them pictures and told them what Penghu was like.
Mm-hmm. I think the last email I wrote was not something personal, but it was like a work email about something really important. Now, that's also a little bit different because the way you talk to people that you work with is different than writing a letter to maybe your parents or your friends. So just
right. The
way the voice or the words you have to use is a little bit different. I think I will try to write a long letter to someone. I think I'll try to write a long letter to a friend. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Touching and emotional letters of note. These days, technology allows us to communicate instantly with people all over the world. As a result, few people sit down and write letters to each other. This is especially true of handwritten letters. While technology makes things more convenient, has it taken away some of the beauty and emotion of letter writing? One person who thinks so is Sean Usher. Usher had always loved letters, and in 2009, he began to put photographs of them on his blog, Letters of Note. Many of these were written to or by famous people. For example, there's a recipe for drop scones in one letter sent by Queen Elizabeth II to U.S. President Eisenhower. Others were touching letters between friends or family members. Usher continues to run his blog and post regular updates. He finds some of the letters himself, but encourages others to send in pictures of their own. In addition to images of the originals, Usher includes the content to make sure everyone can read them.
Vocabulary Review. Communicate. Many people use LINE and similar messaging services to communicate with one another. Instantly. As soon as I read the question, I instantly knew the answer. Especially. Kevin likes every kind of sport, especially basketball. President. Next year, there will be an election to choose the country's new president. Member. Only members of this gym are allowed to use its exercise machines and shower rooms. Original. This painting is not the original. The real one burned up in a fire.